This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. It is time for our double play. We'll get to it in just 1 minute. Want to squeeze in Rich and Laurel, who's been waiting patiently. We're getting you ready for the Skins and the Giants tomorrow. The third of three games. So much family, so much food, so much football. Going to be a good day. Rich, what's up?
Rich.
Hey, Grant, Danny, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing great.
Hey, so really quickly, I don't really think, you know, we talk a lot about Kirk Cousins and how underappreciated Kirk Cousins is. I really don't think people really truly appreciate Jake Gruden as an offensive scheme guy and a play call. Yes, he has some gaffes here and there, as many and probably all coaches do. But for the game tomorrow, you're looking at a guy who has, along with the quarterback, with many injuries, has put up 30-plus points on the last 2 weeks with really good defense. I really don't think that we give Jay Gruden enough credit for that. As far as what the previous caller said about, losing could be good and this and that, you know, that's loser talk. The Washington Redskins, in my opinion, and Danny, I heard your rant on Monday. I think this organization is headed in the right direction. Bruce Allen, Dan Snyder has nothing to do with Vernon Davis dropping the pass, dropping two passes. He has nothing to do with Chris Thompson's broken leg. I think we need to stay the course, continue to build talent. We need to have talent, and I think that's where people are missing the mark. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Rich,
buddy.
I want you to call every show. I think everything you just said should be sung from the rafters in a high-pitched tone by someone with a great voice.
Co-sign the Gruden and Cousins points. I mean,
yes.
We need to give credit where it's due, and that's where it's due.
Jay Gruden has gaffes. Is Jay Gruden a great head coach? No, right now you can't say he's a great head coach. He is doing a really good job this year with not a lot to work with. He was hired here. The trend in football is hire an expert, generally on offense, but an expert on a side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Have them control that side of the ball and make you elite in that area. Sean McVay of the Rams. Sean McVay goes and sits on a cooler and designs offense while the Rams defense is on the field. That's not to say during the week he's not helping Wade Phillips. He's not giving him some pointers, that he's not looking at the defensive side of the ball. But the great overseer, Bill Parcells, Joe Gibbs, that's not really how the league is anymore. You hire Kyle Shanahan to be an offensive expert and to get you to 30 points a game so that you can win some shootouts. The Redskins hired Jay Gruden for his offensive acumen. And what he's doing right now is remarkable with the lack of talent that they have. And he's getting very little credit for it, as people are asking questions like, even though we got an extension this offseason, by the way, should they keep Jay Gruden? What's going on with Jay Gruden? I don't know. He's just hanging 30 on people with nobody.
Yeah,
that's what he's doing.
Two of the five best defenses over the last couple of weeks, 30-plus points.
Now, can he clean up some time management things?
Of course.
Everyone can. Mike McCarthy, Super Bowl champion,
he's
can.
Terrible at it.
Of course. Can he have a better end of game than he had this past week? Sure, were his hands clean as the Redskins got beaten when they were up 15 with 3:05 to go? No. The three straight runs, the third and one outside run that didn't work, there are things you can pin on him. But on a big picture look at this season and how he's performed as a head coach, if you don't feel better about Jay Gruden than you did before the season started, I don't know what to tell you. But that call, to me, it just gives me hope that there are people like that out there, too, if that makes any sense.
They can look at the information.
A lot of times we don't get calls from just the reasonable, rational people. And I think you guys listen, but you're like, why would I call to just make a calm point?
Yeah.
Like if you ever like read a message board about something, no one's just going to write a nice message like, hey, that's a really good radio show. Those guys do a good job. Normally the people that are writing things are people that are angry or very emotional, what have you. But it is so good every now and then to get one of those calls to just feel like, hey, it's going to be okay. We got some smart people out there. Hey, real quick, let's get to our double play.
Bigger deal maybe to me than it is to a lot of other people. GP, I know we got some fun audio for you to do here in a second. But The FCC is going forward in canceling net neutrality. You may not care about this. I care about it so much. Here's what it is in a nutshell. Cable companies and service providers can now treat what you do on the internet differently. It is a way for them to push their products and make competing companies like Netflix, like Amazon Prime, like Hulu, et cetera, more difficult for. That's what this is. That's what it boils down to. They're going to go ahead and cancel net neutrality despite 22 million comments chiming in on it. They're ignoring it. I am so exasperated. This is a terrible development for all citizens that consume the internet. It should be regulated 100%. Instead, what's going to happen is it allows whoever your service provider is. For example, Verizon owns Yahoo. You could be charged, Grant Paulson, if you want to Google something in your house. You could be charged or have a different treatment if you want to go on Google instead of Yahoo. You should absolutely have the choice. The whole internet should be available for everybody at all times. This is a massive deal. And some people will just roll their eyes and won't care. I don't know what we do about it because 22 million people chimed in and that wasn't enough.
Here is my frustration on this is there are a lot of people in general, and I understand it because I have become more like you recently because I can't do the constant political now back and forth. I can't deal with the barbs and I hate it. I have now almost, I'm always going to vote. I'm going to have my opinions, but I don't do the engaging in conversations anymore. Go back and find my Facebook posts from the early 2008. I'm volunteering on campaigns. I'm doing all this stuff. I'm out on all of that. But the problem is that when you say politics don't matter, or I don't have a voice, or whatever it is, or you get annoyed by people on one side or the aisle. And by the way, you're very annoying no matter if you're the most liberal or the most conservative person ever, and that's all you talk about and do on Twitter. You're annoying, no matter which side you're on, just so you know. But this is the issue is when things like this that are so obvious and so intuitive don't have everyone mad about them. Because if you just don't care about anything, then something like net neutrality becomes a non-issue for you as well.
Because it doesn't sound like that big a deal. Like, oh, I don't know. Do I want that? Do I not? You want it.
You
I'm
want
telling
it.
You right now, you want
you
it.
You want it. And not only that, maybe more annoying is, as you said, there aren't people like you and I. There aren't humans that use the internet, that use Netflix, if you've ever streamed anything. No one in their lives is not affected by this. And if you are, I don't think there's another side where you go, I think what they're doing here is good. Like, I can't imagine anyone feeling that way.
Yeah, I feel sorry for my internet service provider, and they need to make more money as I already paid them a couple hundred bucks a month.
They need to basically charge me twice.
Yeah.
They need to charge me the first time that I pay for Netflix and everything else when they get a cut of that, and then they need money the second time when they want more money because I'm watching The Crown tonight.
Precisely. So, you want to stream our show, unless it's with the right internet provider or whatever else, you could be affected. It could be performed slower. They get to control what you see, how you see it, how much you get charged, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is a positive development for nobody except for these service providers who don't need any help. They're local monopolies,
they're making so much money.
Just fine.
I pay $230 a month for my cable bill, and I have to have a landline as part of it, even though I've never plugged in or used a landline.
I refuse the service,
option of one cable provider in my zip code, weirdly, just like I did the last time I was in another zip code,
weirdly.
I'm sure they need more and more help. It is. It's infuriating.
I'm so pissed off.
Everybody knows it. Everybody sees it coming. Everybody's up in arms, and we can't do anything about it.
So I guess you call your congressman, write a letter. I don't know. Whatever it is.
That won't do anything
either. I am hoping it gets blocked in a court. I hope there's an adult somewhere in the process. I pray that someone will stand up and say, hey, no. No to this. This is bad.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, your Beltway Blitz at noon.
Folks, Danny Rouillet here for my guys at Ted Britford. Oh, do I love them, and you will too. Check out what's going on. This is a special thing. This is a special, special, special thing on top of the normal specials that are going on in the month of November. That's 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 cash back right now on a bunch of 2017 models like the F-150, the Explorer, the Expedition, the Flex, the Escape, Taurus, Mustang, Fusion, and Focus. Great deals. $1,000 military and veteran rebate if you are someone that serves or has served or family member living with those that have served. You get that extra $1,000. That's on top of those great offers. But here's the cool thing they're doing. It's Black Friday, right? It's coming up 2 days. You know when Black Friday is. Buy a car. Let's say you go to a car dealership, any Ted Britt Ford dealer, any Ted Britt dealer rather. You buy a car at Ted Britt Ford, at Ted Britt on Black Friday. And it snows 2 inches on Christmas Day, you get the payments for free. You get no payments for a year. You don't pay any money for a year if it snows on Christmas. That's an awesome deal. Do that. go get a car on Black Friday from Ted Britt. You may not have to pay for a year. And if you do have to pay, guess what? You got a great deal. We covered it, man. Go see my pals at Ted Britt Ford, Fairfax or Chantilly. And when you do, please tell them Danny sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.